The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now. Welcome, episode 386. It's definitely been a minute. Steven, Danny, and Vin are here. Boys, I'm going to ask you this straight off the bat. At what point is Ben Simmons considered a top bust of all time?
He doesn't, because he played in the playoffs a bunch of times with the Sixers.
Yeah, but he wasn't good.
That's not his fault.
Eddie Curry has a ring with the Miami Heat.
I mean, there's a lot worse players that never stiffed more than like a couple years in the actual league.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot worse players. Are there worse players that like physically don't know how to shoot? I don't know about that.
It's just like every year is the same shit with this guy.
He's just not a guard.
I don't know.
He's averaging 6 points a game. That's very funny to just look at.
Yeah.
For his career, or is that like this year?
No, this year and last year.
But I feel like he's played like a total of one full season.
He has played in his career one. Well, I'll give him two. He played 81 games and 79 games. In his first two seasons in the league. Since then, it's been 57, 58, 42, 15. Obviously, there's some COVID shit mixed in there. But
truly just the last 2 years. He won Rookie of the Year?
He was good. Like, he wasn't bad.
I'm on his basketball reference. I didn't realize he won Rookie of the Year.
He won Rookie of the Year without attempting a three, which is funny.
Yeah.
Who else was in that rookie class?
He was that good.
Let's see.
2017.
Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum and Kuzma and Dennis Smith Jr. Really just Donovan Mitchell.
The finalists were Simmons, Mitchell, and Tatum.
Now, love to go back there and change that.
Draft class?
Oh, change that award, or just, I mean, I'd rather have almost any of those other people except him.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I do love those videos when they redo draft class and things like that.
Yeah, he's still, I guess.
Let's see, 2017 NBA draft, right? Let's see, Huntsman. Well, the Sixers took the first overall pick and took Fultz.
Yeah, that's a bigger bust.
Right.
Lonzo Ball went 2 that year. Nobody knows where he is.
Well, he's dead in Chicago because of a knee injury.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in Chicago. Tatum went 3.
He was doing good, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was doing fine, but there was a crippling knee injury.
Isn't the younger one finally in, like, China or something now?
No,
I think the younger brother. Oh, one of them.
I think LaMelo is the youngest, so the middle one.
LaMelo is playing right now.
Yeah, he's on the.
Well, that's because he covered up his tattoo. That was an ad for something that nobody likes or something. Like
yeah.
That. Josh Jackson went 4 in that draft. De'Aaron Fox. No, that was the famous draft, Danny.
Oh.
Knicks drafted Frank.
Frank Ntilikina. Yeah. That will get me canceled.
Mid-podcast.
Yeah. There's no way for you that you could have known, Danny. There's no way.
It's a French guy named Frank. What did you want? What else? What was he?
I mean, one of the worst. I mean, the Knicks don't draft anybody really good, but.
No.
Well, that's why I'm convinced this offseason you take every draft pick and it's time to trade the draft farm again and go after Luka. Just say how many first round picks do you want?
You know how
what did they get? What did they get for what's his name in Minnesota? Or Minnesota give up for what's his name?
Oh, it's too much. I don't remember the exact. It was like, wow, all that for Rudy Gobert. All that for defensive player. It's like, yikes.
The Mavs are currently the 8th seed. Yeah, you wouldn't think that they're going to make too much noise.
So Gobert went to the Wolves.
Right.
The Jazz got Beasley, Patrick Beverley.
Pep Bev.
That boy, Ben.
Leonardo Balmaro.
I watched the video so many fucking times.
Walker Kessler, who was the 22nd pick in the 2022 draft. Jared Vanderbilt. A 2023 first rounder, 2025 first rounder, a swap of 2026s, 2027, and 2029 first rounder. Take out the players and just give them all the draft picks they want.
Basically.
Take out the players and just get Luka.
And then Carl Anthony Towns is out for the season, so that sucks for them.
Yeah.
But I just like.
But Ant's finally coming into his own, so maybe.
He also liked playing for Tibbs.
Yeah, that's been a rumor since Tibbs has gotten here, and it's just not going to work out.
If he likes
playing for Tibbs enough. He's not that guy anymore, you know?
Cat or Tibbs?
Cat.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, if Cat wanted Tibbs around, Tibbs would have never lost his job in Minnesota.
Well, Cat was a lot younger when that happened.
Right, but he was the franchise at that point. So it was, hey, what's your thoughts on – you need to go to him and say, hey, what's your thoughts on the
coach? And he's also from Jersey, so he'd be relatively local. I forget which part of Jersey.
I'm still saying the circle guy, I don't know what the free agency looks like, but if I'm the Knicks, the Dallas Mavericks are the call. What does it take to get Luka? What do you want for Luka? Brunson's the only guy off the table.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know. See, the thing with the Knicks is they are that one piece away, but
if you it's like when they trade Melo, they traded so much away that they lost.
It's the same thing we have every time that when you have to trade for the star, all of your depth is gone out the window and then it's useless.
And the Knicks are actually building it right, but like we've mentioned so many other times, of course, go figure, they're finally doing it, but it's NBA.
Well, yeah, and now everybody's hurt, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, they're playing hard. That's just an annoying thing. It's like watching them every game. It's just like, man, I can't wait until Randall comes back. Oh, I can't wait for OG's back. All right, thank God Brunson's okay, kind of thing. So
listen, I would hold Brunson back another week.
Possible.
That's what if I was the Knicks, I would hold Brunson back another week. The guy's averaging more minutes than Rose did the year Rose tore his ACL.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are lucky that it's just a bruise.
Yeah, you can say that. Okay?
Yeah, you lost to Atlanta. Okay, you're playing Orlando next.
Yeah,
tomorrow. While we're recording that, their next game is Friday the 8th against Orlando, and then they got two games at home against Philly back-to-back, Sunday and Tuesday.
That's interesting.
It's weird. I was talking to somebody at work about it, and he said the Nets did that recently too, and I was talking to my dad, it's not like Philly's a travel. It's not like you could say the thing, oh, Philly had to travel, so we figured while they're there, if they had to play two games, we might as well
save money. Right. That's interesting.
If it was like Chicago, okay. That I could understand. You don't want to have them fly back a couple weeks later or whatever.
Okay.
How old is Luka Doncic?
24?
25.
I was close.
Yeah, Luka's still very tired.
So he's basically would be a year younger than Carmelo was when the Knicks traded for Carmelo. Because when the Knicks traded for Carmelo, he was 26.
Or they could sign LeBron in the offseason.
Oh, I'm so over it. And KD, all his family's telling him to sign with the Knicks too.
Well, no, his agent is a big Knicks fan, and that's what happened.
Well, then he should have signed here 10 years ago.
No,
is he available, KD? Like, what?
Aren't they always all available?
I don't know.
They're all free agents every year. Yeah, right. There's player outs. No, with him, it was when KD and Kyrie were free agents, and he went to Brooklyn instead. And everybody's come to the Knicks. That guy was.
I thought it was the year he did the whole.
No.
He went to Golden State. I thought that was the year he was.
Possible, but it was definitely the year that we were all dreaming that it was KD, Kyrie, and Zion.
I'm kind of happy we never got.
Yeah, we dodged a huge bullet. What happened to that guy? Zion's actually kind of playing this year.
He's playing. He's not first overall playing, but like he seems like he's stuck in.
He plays.
He's stuck in. New Orleans for a long time. He made the mistake of signing a bigger contract
there. Well, he did make the mistake. He just was like, I'm making that money. I don't know how many more years I'm playing.
I mean, for a guy who got hurt as much as he did, you can't really.
What is a part GTD?
What?
GTD guaranteed?
Oh, part guaranteed. So he still has 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking at Zion.
Yeah, he has
a part of it's guaranteed next year, and then it's 3 years of non-guaranteed.
It lost its luster once Barrett's not on the team anymore.
Right, because the old idea was to have them play together.
And now we're all Villanova out.
Right. Now we don't want the Duke guys. We want the Villanova guys.
Yeah.
KD has 2 more years on his son's contract after this.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't leave.
And KD is starting to not slow down, but he's not what he was.
He has his rings. It's not like he needs to chase a ring anymore.
No, I know, but Phoenix is still a good team.
Right. It is also funny you mentioned LeBron before, and like you're saying Bronny's draft ranking is like a second round pick.
He's a rotational player at USC. Doesn't play.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's because because of his heart thing. They came to an agreement.
He's staying. Yeah, he's staying next year.
He's just bad. He's not a good player. Well,
his middle child is
the better,
taller.
Great. Yeah. Now we're waiting for the middle one. Now we got
LeBron's playing for another 10 years waiting for the middle one.
Oh my god!
No, you know what's going to happen. LeBron's going to retire.
He is nice though, and the
great.
LeBron's going to retire. Get a team in Vegas, buy out the first overall pick, and draft a son.
Whatever it is, he can coach his sons.
The thing with Bronny is good, obviously, but obviously last year's heart attack almost dying on the court was like, all right, hopefully next year he bounces back and is Bronny.
Plays more.
Sure, but he's just...
Well, people expected him to be like Kyrie this year.
But the thing Bronny's more of a point guard.
I don't know. It doesn't
seem where Bryce is going to be LeBron, basically. He's a skinnier... He's like KD right now.
Once he starts putting on muscle, he's basically going to become LeBron 2.0. Well,
let's compare him to KD, then. Let's call him KD Jr.
Yeah, show him. He has the rec specs and everything.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bryce.
Bryce.
James. LeBron.
He does.
But he's nice with it, though. So it's just like, oh.
How old is he? 14?
He might be a sophomore or junior.
Okay, so he's 14 or 15.
Yeah, but he's tall and lanky. And he can get to the hole.
In high school. Great.
Here you go.
Yeah. He's taller than him. See?
He's taller than his dad was.
Bronny got screwed. Bronny has the wife's genes.
Got it.
Huh. Oh, okay. That's before the age. Because Bron is clearly taller than him.
Yeah, this is... I just saw this picture, so I clicked on it.
Right.
This is the youngest son.
Yeah, it's the second child of three he has. that we know about.
Oh, wow. Danny taking shots.
No shots. I mean, he plays in the NBA. He's LeBron James.
You know, if LeBron James had an illegitimate son, that would be hysterical.
Hey, man. All of them do.
We find out Ben Simmons is actually his illegitimate son.
LeBron was 10 when it happened.
He doesn't claim him though. He's like, do you see how bad he is?
I saw a reel of Tracy Morgan, and they ask, how many children do you think he has? And he goes, on paper or off paper?
I could see LeBron just doing his thing, like claiming kids, and then when they go, they turn bad, he's like, nah, that ain't my kid.
I don't know.
I don't know what kid you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just
He's what? He's Chris Paul's son.
Do you guys like LeBron?
I've came to around the circle of liking LeBron and him being number two on the list.
He'll always be number two, and it's time that people just accept it. Like,
I don't know if I.
But I'm starting to get why they say he's the greatest of all time. Don't agree with it, but yeah.
I'm not the biggest basketball fan.
But now it's getting to the point of like the longevity part of it.
That's what I know.
And it's just like there's no point of hating on LeBron.
I was a little young for MJ.
Right.
But like the run they went on LeBron, whatever one ended with the loss, the 5-game loss to the Warriors, which is obviously a weird one to pick. But right. I for some reason got really into that one. It was like, I can't imagine another person playing better than the way this person is playing.
Right, and that was like all. That was all three of the Warriors' finals games.
Well, even the whole run leading up to the finals.
No, that's what I'm saying. Then, each of the series against them, LeBron wasn't LeBron's fault.
Right. And then
Kyrie blew up.
Was the end of it.
Yeah, Kyrie blew his knee in the first one, and then there was the epic comeback, the second one. And then Durant with Curry and Klay was, even though LeBron was basically unstoppable, they couldn't stop that.
Well, yeah, that was the one he broke his hand, didn't he? He punched a fucking chalkboard or something.
LeBron?
That was Amari Stoudemire.
I know, but I think LeBron did something.
Fire hydrant thing. Shattered his arm. Thank God he missed an artery.
But the LeBron one.
I don't know. Looking back,
I was at a Ranger playoff game when that happened with Tommy Heman.
Anyway. But no, they
were in Rosen's watching MSG, and that was like, oh, Amari Stoudemire is out forever for punching a
because they lost the first game on the stupid JR forgetting what the score was, and then
right that yeah that that there. Once that happened, we were like, oh, yeah, it's over.
It was over.
you felt good about it because you finally beat, was it Boston they beat in the first round that year?
Maybe
was that the, I thought that was the one that they didn't even win around. Yeah, because Amari wasn't on the team that won. Or at least
I'm sorry. That was
went back to Amari.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He wasn't a big part of the team that beat Boston.
No.
It was the one they lost to Boston. He did that.
Right. It was the year before. That was the first round. Yeah.
Right. The year when they beat Boston and then lost to Indiana, he was like role player, or he was hurt. His back was fucked or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost the Heat one playoff round. 1 year,
it was the Heat,
right? And
not the Celtics. Yeah, yeah,
they beat the Celtics in one, and that was the end of the Celtics.
I think Ray was gone already.
Yeah, I was at game one of that series.
Ray was gone, and then they traded Paul Pierce and KG to the Nets like 10 minutes later.
Still the
and
worst trade of all time.
Oh, God.
The Nets helped the Celtics become this generation because of that trade.
The Nets
made the playoffs. Personally helped the Celtics come back and become the Celtics again by making.
I'm blanking. The Nets had a guy, or am I just confusing with Porzingis? The Nets had a big European dude, didn't they?
That was the owner.
Prokhorov.
That's probably the owner.
Yeah, it was the owner.
I remember that. I thought they had a Porzingis type.
They had Bogdanović from the Knicks.
Chris Humphries was there for a minute.
I think that was Jersey, wasn't that good?
Though. I don't know if he was in Brooklyn.
He was definitely in Brooklyn.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Brook Lopez, which I didn't think I was. I mean, obviously, they had Brook Lopez.
One of the greatest Nets of all time.
Yeah, pretty much.
People forget he was a Net.
Do they?
Lopez?
I don't know. Well, he's been on the Bucks for so long.
Forever now, yeah.
Won his title with them.
Played 65 games in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It's one season. He played one season in Brooklyn.
I know, but there might have been the season he was with Kim.
I think it was.
Jersey.
Yeah.
73-day marriage, I think it was. Right.
Just about a season.
Right. He was married longer than he played in Brooklyn.
He had a couple rest days. maintenance days.
Several maintenance days in the marriage.
But not on national TV, so nobody got fined for it.
It was long enough to win an MVP, though. If he was up there, he would have played longer.
With the Kardashians and Jenners.
Oh, God.
Listen, it could have been worse. Who's the guy who almost died a couple years ago? The NBA guy?
Oh, right. Lamar.
Yeah. Who was married to one of them?
That is still to this day. No, he's not anymore. Still to this day, one of Stephen A.'s greatest clips of all time on First Take.
Was it that the get off the weed one, or is that you
smoked? No, no. Who was on crack?
Crack, yeah.
Phil Jackson, your first move as a president for the New York Knicks is a guy who smoked crack?
Who was the get off the weed was he talking about?
You can name any player.
No, all of them.
No, but that was like the first time he said it.
Weed?
Yeah.
Stay off the weed. You can name any player. I mean, it wasn't Ricky Williams.
Hold on. I'm going through a...
Oh, there's a collection of it. All right, I don't have time for a collection.
Yeah, there's a collection.
There's so many.
Josh Gordon's the biggest one on the list.
That's probably it. That was probably... Josh Gordon, like... Yeah, that was definitely Josh Gordon because... Dude, imagine if he wasn't so addicted to drugs.
Oh, God. Or imagine more realistic, more appropriately, they just didn't care about it and they just let it go.
Imagine he was now. Think about it. If he was now, then they're kind of like, okay.
But that's the weird thing. Like, Megatron got away with it. Well, obviously, he's Megatron. But how didn't the Browns just be like, he's really good? So let's not look at this.
They're the Browns.
Because they're the Browns. They're the...
But they were the Lions. So what's the point? I was about to say,
in fairness, Megatron was on the Lions. He was on an 0-16 Lions team. So,
but like he was doing, Josh Gordon was doing Megatron shit with Derek Anderson throwing the ball. That wasn't even Derek Anderson. It was Brian Hoyer.
Oh, damn.
I'm thinking. At least fucking Megatron had Stafford.
What was the year they went 0-16?
He was on that. No.
Lions 0-16.
Well, the Lions. It was
2008.
Yeah,
the Lions were in 09. The Browns was 2017.
So in the year they went 0-16, the Lions, Calvin Johnson had 78 catches for 1,331 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Correct.
And they still went 0-16.
With people like John Kitna, the ghost of Dante Culpepper, Dan Orlovsky, who ran out of the back of the end zone.
Forget.
I'm sure there was another person who...
Rob Marinelli was the coach of that team, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Was that the year that he ran?
And then the Browns.
Orlovsky, Kitna. So their quarterback room was Dan Orlovsky, John Kitna, Dante Culpepper, Drew Stanton, and Drew Henson.
Oh, my God.
Drew Henson.
I remember Stanton. He went and played in Michigan State.
I thought that was Henson.
No, Henson played for Michigan. Come on.
Michigan, brah.
Come on, Michigan man. Come on. That
also a third baseman.
Third baseman for your New York Yankees.
Yep. They're also a Dallas Cowboy for a little bit.
Right.
Dante Culpepper was third on the team in rushing.
He was supposed to be this. That was after the Miami shit where he got hurt. He was supposed to be the starting quarterback, I think, and then I think he got hurt again. And
that Sorry. It was Kevin Smith had 976, Rudy Johnson 237, Dan Orlovsky had 39, Kitna had 34, Culpepper had 25 yards.
Okay. Right, because I know Culpepper was supposed to be the guy, and then he got hurt, and that's why they had to go to all the nonsense.
And then for the Browns is Deshaun Kizer, and me and Steve go, he's not good. from the jump street, I'm like, he's not good. He just cashed in. Who is the fast wide receiver that went to the Texans who's always hurt?
Brandon Tavon. Oh. No, not Tavon.
The hell's his name? He went to Notre Dame with the dreadlocks.
I know who you're talking about because I would pick him up in Madden and make him my kick returner. By the way, Dan Campbell was on the 0-16. Roy Williams was also on that team.
Hold on, what was the second name you said?
Roy Williams was on that.
Oh, Dan Campbell, though. Yeah, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell was on that team.
Yeah, I know he was.
Fast wide receiver. I can't believe I just wrote fast wide receiver, no name. Will Fuller.
Yes, Will Fuller.
Yeah, he did was literally throw it to Will Fuller down the field like 50 yards. And I'm like, oh my god, this guy's great.
No, I was watching something. It was showing like it was like an all-star high school game that was going on recently, sure. Like the Under Armour high school game or middle school game. And they're like, yeah, look at this guy, how great he is at quarterback. And then they showed the wide receiver who's a five-star recruit. And he just kept running go routes past everybody. And the guy would just throw it up in the air to him. And then they're like, yeah, look at the quarterback stat line. Like he literally just threw go routes. One guy.
I remember the Jets lost to them because Tyrod got hurt. And then they put in Baker on that random Thursday night.
The Browns.
And then they Light had all the chain link, like the Browns fans chain link. Cooler that they couldn't open up the cooler until the Browns won and they all automatically unlocked. That was fun. That was a fun
act. Yes. Because Tyrod keeps losing his job to injuries.
Is Will Fuller out of the league?
Yes.
Probably because he got hurt and then
he went somewhere.
He went somewhere, but he was too banged up. Oh no! Didn't he get suspended for a couple games?
He did. He got suspended.
He had a suspension in there, but he's been out since 2021. Right. He went to Miami for a season. Yeah.
He
couldn't make it in Miami.
Wow. I don't know because this 2020 season. Does anybody
really make it in Miami?
He had 800 and he had 53 catches, 879 yards, 8 touchdowns. I remember at the deadline of that season, the Packers were trying to trade for him, and then he got suspended the next year, and then he just disappeared off the face of the earth.
That's usually what happens. Injuries and suspensions are going to kill a guy's career.
Like I thought, he was starting to figure it out, you know?
He didn't. I mean, if he wanted to, the smart move now would be on March 20th, 2021, he signed a one-year $10.6 million contract with the Dolphins and broke his thumb in week 4.
Right.
Was absent from team facilities after his injury and informed after the season they wouldn't re-sign him.
And then he never
saw him again.
Just nobody gave him a job. That's basically that's what it is.
If anything, go play for the whatever the Rock League is called. XFL, USFL, whatever they're calling that thing.
That feels like a guy
who can go there and dominate.
No, that the Chiefs could give nothing to and he could just run.
Trade, cut Kadarius Toney and just give him.
It's true.
Well, can you run MVS a straight line and not smoke weed? Thanks.
MVS is a free agent now, so he can have his role.
They'll just find someone. They'll find someone in the parking lot who's still hanging out there.
Probably.
Also, football this week. I'm going to give a nice shout out to Jason Kelce on his retirement from his career.
Lovely.
And might I say, holy shit, tearful listening to him speak.
Yeah.
No question, first ballot. 5 years from now, he'll be in Canton.
Probably, yeah, 100%.
Probably one of the greatest centers to ever play.
I don't disagree. I mean, it's tough to gauge that kind of stuff with offensive line play and generations and shit, but he's definitely one of the best of this generation.
He said it on the I was listening to their podcast, and of course, if you want to cry more about the retirement, Jason Travis starts tearing up, thanking him for everything, and I was just like, you guy, stop it. But he was saying it was like crazy because his rookie year was the lockout year. So he had no training camp, and then he shows up the training camp and he's snapping to Michael Vick and Vince Young. And he said it was just surreal to be doing. So.
Yeah, no, he was good. And the moment he was talking about Travis was really good. So.
Listen, the one guy I was shocked wasn't there was Andy Reid. You saw the engagement between the two of them last year when they played each other in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think he only played maybe 1 year with Randy Reid in Philly.
Yeah, I think it was 1 or 2 years. He obviously drafted him, but.
Yeah. I mean, the lockout. The lockout was 2013?
No, it's 2011.
The year the Giants won the Super Bowl.
It's 2011.
Kevin Bass.
Yeah, he sucked.
I didn't even think Andy Reid made it that long, to be honest.
Yeah, he made it 2013. Andy Reid was there forever. 2013,
2014.
Let's look. I got it right.
Because Pat Shurmur beat us the last week of the season that year.
2012 was his last year in Philly. So it was two, and then he went right to Kansas City. So yeah,
so it was 2012, and then Chip came.
Correct. 2019 was 2012.
2013 was. Yeah, Shurmur played the last game, coached the last game versus us.
Yeah, because they finished 8-8 in 2011, so you had to give him the next season. They make the playoffs? No, they didn't.
Well, it was only that. So they went 4-12. That was only their second losing season under him, or third losing season under him.
I mean,
but he definitely got unlucky because of someone. One of the quarterbacks got hurt.
In what?
12.
It was Vic. It was Vic
definitely got hurt.
Because 2010.
Foles played 7 games. Vic only played 10. Yeah. Trent Edwards was there for a game.
That was the end of Vic.
Right.
Trent Edwards.
And he played the random year and a half with the Jets.
With the Jets and the Steelers.
I forgot the Steelers.
He actually stayed those, another like, rare year ones, in Philly with Chip. And then
the rumors.
Deshaun going under Chip Kelly was going to be electric.
Then the rumors with Chip was crazy.
Right. Their quarterbacks that year in the Chip year were Nick Foles, Vic, Matt Barkley, and Brad Smith threw one pass. Shout out. Remember Brad Smith? Shout out.
Yeah, he was awesome with the Jets.
Great.
Yeah.
Punt returner. And he was the wildcat guy that never threw, but if he threw at least once, he would have completed a couple passes.
Right. Chip Kelly, 10-6, 10-6, 6-9.
Yeah, that was the
fired. And
oh, that was when everyone was like, "This guy's ruining." The guy traded LeSean McCoy for
this guy's racist.
And then
who did he trade LeSean McCoy for?
Kiko Alonso.
Kiko, that's right.
But he was always hurt, so he was damaged goods.
He coached the San Francisco 49ers for the one season between Harbaugh and Shanahan.
Right.
And 2-14.
Who?
And then Kelly? He got fired. Then he got fired. Then Jim Tom. Oh, no, that was after. Jim Tom Sula was the coach for a minute.
It was Tom Sula. I'm sorry. 2015 was Tom Sula. 14 was Harbaugh's last year. And then they hired Tom Sula for a year and then Kelly for a year. And then they went to Shanahan.
Right.
So let's see. Draft combine, Danny. What did we see?
Anybody fast wide receivers
for the Raiders to draft? That's fine.
Danny, I have a very important question for you.
Oh, you're gonna do this on air.
No, it's not. I hope it's not what you. It's not probably not what you think it is.
Not what we talked about the other day.
No, we have not discussed this yet. This is brand new information that I need.
Oh boy,
I need a Xavier McKinney breakdown.
Xavier McKinney breakdown. Very good because player.
We're going out big. We're getting a big free agent. It's happening. Okay. I need a safety. I want Xavier McKinney.
He can play.
There's a list of other guys. Jamal Adams is very well available for you guys, and it won't cost you anything for Jamal Adams.
Nothing. Jordan Poyer is actually something I would be interested in.
Yeah, but you got to watch. And you got to see his wife on in Green Bay Packer colors. That would be nice. See, the thing with McKinney
is, as long as you keep him off ATVs, you'll be okay.
That's a given. But with
that's a problem because there's not much else to do around here except for
good point. Yeah,
that's a problem. But
we got a con.
Yep, that's a con. That's for sure a con.
The thing with McKinney is he's still young. He can play both in the box and center field. He played every snap for the Giants last year on defense. Could he be making under Wink, he wasn't really supposed to make make game changing interception type plays, so I wanted to see him deal with the new coordinator.
But you think he has playmaking ability? He has the ability to
do potential's there, but he's not Ed Reed. He's not Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu, if that's what you're asking.
Earl Thomas kind of thing.
But he is a very good safety. And hopefully the Giants find a way to keep him.
They're not franchise tagging him, but I don't even know what a transition tag does.
So it basically gives you a chance to match it.
Right.
Okay.
It's basically making you a restricted free agent without making you a restricted free agent.
And they would have saved like $3 or $4 million.
It was like 17 for the franchise and like 12 or 13 for the other one.
Right.
Okay. So that's a lot.
I hope he comes back, but we'll see. He's probably gone. And the problem with him is he's very emotional on Twitter. So if you do get him, he will make some weird-ass tweets.
That's interesting.
He's probably going to ask a lot about cheese on Twitter.
Yeah. He's going to ask about cheese?
Probably. He does weird shit on Twitter.
Okay, so his off-the-field stuff I'm not in love with because if he's all over Twitter, again, there's not much else to do around those parts. So he'll be bored. And you can ATV. So, not the best. But I'm hopeful.
Somebody posted the list.
Because this seems like a bad safety draft from everything that has happened at the Combine so far. So it's either Cooper DeJean or nothing in the draft.
And yeah,
they never draft who people say they're going to draft.
This is the year, Vin. You're getting it. You're doing it.
I want Cooper DeJean.
You're getting a wideout and you're getting a playmaker in the first round.
No, absolutely not. They have too many receivers as it is. I want Cooper DeJean. He can play slot. He can play safety.
You don't want Justin Simmons? You rather McKinney over Justin Simmons?
From what I've seen of them, yes.
So available, not including McKinney, Simmons, Jordan Poyer, Jamal Adams, Kevin Bard, Quandre Diggs, Rashawn Jenkins, and Eddie Jackson.
I think Micah Hyde is also a free agent, and who? I just like Micah Hyde.
Come home.
I just like
coming. Get the video ready.
Correct. But then, and I personally, I mean, we've talked about this a million times, that I'm not confident in their free agent spending on big things. So I think they're going to go more the route of someone of his level. Maybe. Well, Poyer isn't really on.
I don't think you're going to get McKinney because McKinney thinks he's going to be getting paid. Like right. the Bates style of thing. Right. So. McKinney thinks he's better than what he's worth right now. And okay. God bless him. But he is Like I said, he played every down for the Giants last year in a losing season, and he left it all on the line for us. So I have nothing but respect with him.
Right.
So,
where did the Giants find $41 million in cap space?
This is
well the cap new ad. The cap thought. Went up. We got rid of Golwinski. That's about
Packers
it.
Have $12 million in the cap space,
but they haven't cut Bakhtiari yet. When they cut the him, they get like $25 million.
And the Giants
he's
should
gone. It's over.
And the Giants should 100% cut Darren Waller because he hasn't made up his mind yet about retiring.
Yes, he did. He did.
No, he doesn't.
He said,
know still.
He said I'm coming back. That's why
no,
the report
and then
came out. About
4 hours later, he said, never mind.
Oh my god! So he's retiring, or he might.
He
retire?
Doesn't know yet. He and then he's not going to say it until after free agency. So
oh my god, what
they could lose 5 or 6. They can get 5-6 million in cap and lose 7 in dead space.
Got it. So, Danny, I guess the next question would we have to go to the question that we were talking about the other day. What are we doing with the quarterback position?
I think they are gonna.
If they are truly, Danny has said it all along. If they're truly in love, they draft him. But they have to be truly in love.
I am worried if they stay put, and this is not. I'm starting to come around on JJ just a little bit.
Oh my god.
I'm getting all them. I was talking to my boy about it.
This is what I asked Nikki the other night.
Sorry, they picked 9?
They're 6.
6.
So here's
basically 4 of the quarterbacks are probably going to go before.
So here's the question.
At least 3.
At least 3. So here's the question. Do you rather get the second best wide receiver or the 4th quarterback is what they're looking at the moment?
The second best wide receiver?
Because you're figuring Harrison's going to be going to the.
I know. I think you might be getting the 3rd best wide receiver at that point. Is what I'm saying.
Possibly, but
because the key is going to be one of the Broncos. The Broncos pick before us, right?
No, they don't. It's the Chargers and Cardinals.
Okay, so the question
becomes: I think the Cardinals take one of the receivers.
Yeah, that would be Harrison if everything goes to plan. It's the Chargers that are a wild card. Because of Harbaugh, we don't know if they're going to go wide receiver or alt or whoever the best tackle is.
Well, doesn't alt come in and make a problem because they have what's-his-name who got hurt last year? The guy they drafted a couple years ago?
Yeah, clicked on a mock draft from Sports Illustrated, and they have the Vikings taking JJ at 5.
That means they traded up.
Then, it does mean they traded up from the Chargers in the Charger pick.
That something
so
the Chargers
you would
do?
Take neighbors or... The other Aduzie, whatever it is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But if we were to get McCarthy, holy shit, here we go. Here we go. All right. He's a better prospect than what Daniel Jones was.
Listen, I said it a couple months ago about him. And I said it to Devin the other night.
He has
the making and the improvement over 3 years for him has been incredible. That was one thing that I was very impressed with, like the progress that he made over 3 years.
Right.
Okay. But I also said, and I said this to Devin, a jet situation would be perfect for him to go sit behind Aaron for a year.
From what I
and learned, I don't see Daniel Jones being a guy who can go and take a guy under his wing and teach him anything.
But
I don't see Daniel Jones doing that.
He still needs. I still think he needs to sit, which is not great for a guy who's been in college for 3 years.
Listen, guys like Burrow should. No, not Burrow.
No.
There, you know, a couple of the guys from last year's draft class should have sat. Who started? You know, thought Levitts came in too late.
Here's the thing: if you're drafting JJ at 6, there's no fucking way. He's sitting on the bench for a whole season. There's no way.
So then, if there's anything,
BJ
starting the season and then he's coming in eventually.
Okay, so Danny, what's the
game or two? There's no way.
What's the evacuation plan of DJ?
It's he's done next year because they have the out.
He has the out.
So next year's the out. He has to wait.
the dead cap sucks. Becomes
your clipboard guy on the sideline.
The dead cap sucks the following next 2 years, but whatever. Look what the Broncos are doing with fucking Russell Wilson.
Well, now they're looking to trade him.
Who wants him? They already Steelers, know.
Apparently, he's in Pittsburgh.
That GM needs to get fired and never GM ever again if there's a trade. Because since December, they're like, oh, where he's gone.
Right. He's getting cut.
You guys should listen. He was on the Marshall podcast.
Yeah, Marshall, I heard. Yeah.
It was actually a good. But he was smart about it. He's like, he's like, most contracts have this clause.
Right.
With injuries, right? His is just significant because it was so much money. And that's why it's coming out there and it came out publicly.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Couldn't happen
to a better
guy.
The thing with him is he's going to, the Broncos owe him $80 million the next 2 years. So he's going to take the minimum, whatever that is, the next 2 years. He's going to get paid by
Pittsburgh. If I was Pittsburgh, I would take him in a heartbeat for the minimum. Right. Oh, I don't have to pay you? Kenny Pickett? I could bench Kenny Pickett in his gloves?
Snacks actually thought the Giants, well, he doesn't like the idea, but he goes, the Giants could be another team that could do that as well.
So if they cut him when they're going to, it's $107 million in dead cap this year, and then I think that's it.
For what?
For Russ.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard $80 million the next
year. No, it's more than that.
He's.
It all depends on when they get cut. When he gets cut.
That's what I'm saying. According to this,
I thought he was owed $80 million. That's the dead cap. Wow.
Okay, so if he's cut right now, as of today, dead cap is $85 million.
Correct.
If he's released, if he's traded today, the cap is 68. Now, if he's cut anytime between now and June 1st, it's 107.
That's what I was looking at.
Okay.
But that's when they're cutting.
Right. He's getting cut basically Sunday because Monday is free agency.
Right.
It's or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it is.
Wednesday is free agency.
So it's going to be 80.
If he gets traded, though, it's a $90 million. So you're saving some money on the dead cap. You're also the cap savings, if you cut him, is 71. But if you trade him, it's only 54.
The Broncos,
but if you release him after, if you delegate that June 1st release, right?
Right.
It's a $35 million cap hit for this season. And 49 next year.
So,
which isn't as bad as.
It's not as bad as 100, but I think.
How do you spend money if you're paying a guy $100 million on your
phone? I don't know how that works, but to me, that you're just punting this season. You punt right now.
Well, they're already punting the.
I know, so it doesn't matter. So let's get it out of the way now. Let's not worry about any dead cat next
year. They're clearly the fourth best team in that division.
Right.
Unless I look at that division and I say, maybe the Raiders are a team that may look at him and say, hey.
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah. We said that.
It's going to be interesting because Fields.
If I'm the Steelers, I would look into it and have him fight it out with Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett wins, great, because you have two or three more years with Kenny Pickett.
Mm.
And then if not, Russell, it's better than Mason Rudolph going into the playoffs with.
The biggest circle right now, quarterback wise, in the league, in my opinion, is Tampa. What is Baker? What are they waiting for? Are you signing Baker or not?
Well, Baker already said that he wasn't signing a hometown discount, so that's probably the holdup.
Well, yeah, because he can't. He think about it. He's coming off a much better year than people expected. So if he wants his chance to get paid.
I agree. And then he saw someone like Daniel Jones get that much money, and he's like, "Fuck you, pay me."
Well, he's very clearly the best option. Like, I'd rather have him than Fields or Russell Wilson.
See, the thing with Fields is still that shiny new toy rookie contract where
you only really have to worry about the option on him. You're really just making an option decision on Fields at this point.
Right, but you could still see it if he has a better offensive-minded coach with them. He can do work, maybe.
Remember,
they finished 8-9 this year.
They did finish 8-9 this year. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's the biggest question. Vin mentioned the Giants possibly getting the third best receiver. What's the odds of the Bears taking Harris Jr. to one? and being like, you know what?
No, they would be a legit mutiny.
Would they? Can't. Though? They can't.
Believe in Fields,
Chicago would burn down to
100%. But if they believe that much in Fields, or they don't feel like they're getting a right package, what are you going to do? Have two first overall picks sitting there in your quarterback room?
No, they have to. That's the thing. They're not getting what they're going to trade him for a second or something.
Yeah, they're going to get whatever best offer is.
Because they also have 9.
Yeah,
like that's their pick, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to get their receiver at 9, probably the third best
one. Whoever to Carolina.
Adunze, yeah.
Adunze, probably.
Baker should go to Carolina and just give a big finger to Tampa.
See, but.
But nobody wants to go to Tampa. Nobody wants to go to Carolina.
I have to sit.
Well, he already went to Carolina and they called him last year.
Right. 2 years ago. There a spot for Baker? Is like.
Denver. What's the spot? Well, if he doesn't want to get paid, Denver.
I think they're going to. He's still going to go to Tampa. I think Tampa, they're gonna hold out for Tampa. Mike Evans is still there. They have a good offense,
right? They got a good deal. So if you're gonna look at teams quarterback wise with financial availability, Washington,
they're hoping to get Daniels or May,
right? They're drafting somebody.
Where they're picking before us, though.
Yeah, they're number two.
Oh yeah, they're two. Okay, so they're picking basically whoever the Bears don't pick. The Titans have 80, but they're not going to look. The Patriots are an interesting situation.
I saw a rumor today if Daniels gets picked by Washington, they would look to trade back.
They don't like
May. For whatever reason, this week's been the May knockdown of May this week.
He's not going to go to Houston. He's not going to go to Chicago. He's not going to go to Detroit. He's not going to go to Indianapolis. He's not going to go to Arizona. The next best option is the Raiders.
Right.
Definitely. And the Falcons.
The Falcons are an option.
Yeah, I think they're going
to
go.
If he wants to give the finger to Tampa, Fields, the Falcons are the option.
Fields or Cousins?
Did you guys see the clip? Apparently,
would potentially mean the Vikings are in a spot unless they move up and get someone.
But like, or if you're looking,
or they go Penix would be a great fit there.
Penix in Minnesota. Jefferson. Oof.
And then you got Addison too.
Right. And then all you got to do is pay. You're still got Addison and Penix now coming in on basically rookie deals. Both of them on rookie deals. You have the money to pay Jefferson. Boom.
There isn't really
better than
that
the Packers
team. There isn't really that team that like. I guess it's maybe the Raiders that, like, is a quarterback away, you know? Maybe the Colts? What do the Colts do?
You're hoping Richardson's coming back. And
I forgot he'll be back.
You bring him back for a year, and then you're worrying about it.
Right.
The thing with him is he's so, so raw, so you got to just...
like.
And he's Cleveland, also... And he's showing that he's fragile. Now he shows he's fragile. Cleveland, and if he's going to run around a lot like he did, if he gets hit, it's a problem.
It's hard for me to see the Baker or Cousins going somewhere that isn't where they were. You know,
I can't see Cousins leaving Minnesota.
But Baker, that's what I'm saying. There's not really a lot of options that somebody would say Baker's my guy. That's going to get me to the playoffs. You know,
right? Atlanta doesn't really have a team. Built to, what does Atlanta have?
They have an offense. They won 7 games last year with the chaos that they were doing. Now they have a new coach. Atlanta's really the only spot.
I just can't see the fact of, I feel like Jefferson wants Cousins. And if you're going to get him to sign a long-term deal, it's basically, hey, who do you want you throwing the ball this year? Even if that means, like Danny said, they're at like 11, I think, in the draft, right?
Who?
The Vikings?
Yeah.
Something like that?
That sounds about right.
They have 11. So you sign Cousins on a non-guaranteed deal for the first time in his life. you know, don't give him $80 million guaranteed again.
But
you could draft a guy like Penix and let him sit behind him.
And he has the Achilles injury.
Right. So you let Penix sit behind him. The thing
with Penix is he's old enough to – him and Knicks are old enough to play right away.
Danny, are we getting Kevin Gates back?
Nick Gates. I mean, to be a backup.
Kevin Gates is a person. Who is that?
He's a rapper.
Wasn't that Britney Spears' boyfriend?
No, Kevin Federline.
Oh, sorry.
Kevin Gates. Just a rapper, yeah. Danny's on it.
Danny's more into the cool Danny's kids thing.
He's past my hip-hop knowledge. I just remember seeing his name a few times.
Okay. Felt like Drayton.
How's spring training been? I haven't watched a second of it. I've been living through the Mets group chat. That's about it. Of what's going on.
So far,
all of our young guys are going to get exposed and injured next week when they have to play in that future game. So we won't have any minor league guys. We have no minor league.
Not much has happened so far. I'll be honest.
Honestly, that's great. Other than the Senga injury,
Did you see the thing I just recently sent? The most recent thing I sent. I found out this rule today. If you block like a base on pickoffs, the runner's automatically awarded the next base.
Interesting. Okay.
I just learned that's a rule now. So
didn't know that. Alvarez,
our boy Joey Wendell, just blocking bases down here.
Alvarez is having a night. He threw out three guys today, two of them with Adam Ottavino pitching.
And hit a bomb.
If he has a breakout year, I will change my tune on being optimistic.
That's a big, you know.
With him, if he has that breakout year, come trade deadline time, you give him his extension. Get the arbitration years out of the way. Right. Give him that two free agency contract.
Right.
Bottom line is, will Vientos or Beatty hit? Which I doubt.
I still have some faith in Beatty.
I have more faith in Beatty than I do Vientos. Yeah. I just.
Then I saw that we're still kind of monitoring JD Davis. Gee, I'm shocked because we have.
Well, we don't have Boyd a third baseman. We don't have a second baseman, apparently. We don't have a left fielder or a center fielder.
What about
or...
McNeil?
McNeil is a little banged up.
I feel like he died somewhere about a month ago. He got his car and drove away. Lindor gave him a car and he drove away, and nobody's seen him since.
His elbow was a little banged up. So when they played the Yankees yesterday or 2 days ago, and they basically ran out their opening day lineup, except for McNeil, who's hurt. Everybody else, they had Marte's looking good. That's one thing.
Yeah, but he's looking good in spring training until he pulls a hammy in the first week of April.
He needs to stay away from the big booty Latinas.
He's married to one, so it's kind of hard to stay away from
her. Somebody out at third with the arm that we've seen before. Lindor, normal stuff. Pete, couple homers, I think.
Okay.
Again, it's going to come down to...
Hashtag extend Pete.
Right, correct. Pitching-wise...
The guy saying all the right things to wanting to be a Met.
Okay.
Also, shout out to him for being a 90 overall in MLB The Show this year.
The starting
and 99 power from against both lefties and righties.
The starting pitching is not off to a great start.
I know.
He
shaved and cleaned up his hair.
He cut up his hair. Quintana got lit up.
Quintana had a good outing. He gave up a bunch of hits, but only one run.
And I saw we have spring training McGill, so that's a good until
Miguel Dealing.
He's still giving up hits. He's still giving up bombs with two outs, so he's good to go. He's ready to go.
Fujinami pitched today and looked good, apparently.
He had a clean inning. Quinton had three innings, four hits, a run, and six strikeouts in three innings.
Nothing crazy has happened yet. In
Dykeman got the win, by the way, today.
Dykeman,
yeah.
And the other day they were playing Narcos on the backfield during one of the games, and they were Diaz was running out of the bullpen. So
yeah,
they're practicing his Trout from the bullpen. He's ready
in spring.
I want to make sure he doesn't step wrong.
Yeah, nothing crazy really. Like they kicked the young guys out of camp really early.
Well, that was basically to get them set up for the game that weird
but usually you would see like they would hang around and get
some extra bats.
I feel I don't know what's going on. It like the other day, maybe it was the Yankee game, they had like three at-bats. Well, everybody had three at-bats.
Usually, well, they're trying. They're getting into rhythm. They're starting to get
already?
Into
rhythm. We're 2 weeks into – we still got 2 weeks.
Here's the rhythm. Here's the rhyme.
Like, usually
– you're still like, making the change. You're still making the changes, but like –
all right, so the real important question
what
is –
what happened?
Nimmo had three at-bats. Lindor had three at-bats. Marte had three at-bats.
Do we like the new manager?
Who knows? He's got 85 guys on the team. We haven't put him in a situation where it matters.
Like
yet.
Hearing him talk.
Okay.
I try not to listen
like,
to anybody.
Is he
talk.
Is he like a clown like Mickey Callaway or okay? We could see him being good because I've seen all the he's a player's coach
right.
articles.
Nobody's like, made any complaints about the managerial position yet.
I heard there's ping.
Okay.
Evan Roberts said there was a ping pong basketball hoop in the locker room.
They're saying that the vibes are better. Now, the report that I heard about the vibes being better was from Steve Gelbs. Steve Gelbs is a homer. Steve Gelbs works for the team. So right. You take it with a grain of salt. But everything I've heard, he sounds fine.
I just want to win games. All right? I don't care. If
just make the season
happy.
Exciting.
Just Danny, win.
I'm relatively sure they're going to be competitive, even if it's the third
round.
Like
I hate when Vin talks like that. You know this means we're winning 40 games all season.
No, because they're
I'm not listening.
Who's the
to
first
you
overall this. Pick in the 2025 MLB
me.
Draft? Because that's what we're getting.
Vin bullied me to picking the Mets to win the division.
Vin literally mentioned
or
getting
man,
a Francisco
man,
Alvarez jersey last year, and then the guy fell off the face of
the
planet
the
for 2 months.
The question is, whose son is going to be the first overall pick next year in baseball? Because that's just the only thing we get.
There's another Jackson. There's another Holiday. Remember they did the...
I don't think there is.
There's another Holiday.
He can't have had kids that close together.
He did.
There's somebody named JJ Weatherholt.
Ethan Holiday is 17 years old.
Okay, well, good for Matt Holiday.
He's not from in Latin country, so he's not going to be drafted.
Was having a good time.
They should like move him down to the Dominican Republic and sign the Dominican deal.
Ethan Holiday has committed to Oklahoma State.
Ooh,
okay.
Cowboys.
He'll be graduating high school in 2025. He's a third baseman / middle infielder, just like his brother.
Okay. Danny, they're gonna be. I can't tell you they're gonna be interesting.
Good. We're gonna be in third or fourth place.
Yeah, it's not. Here's the way I look at it.
We're not gonna be the Nationals.
Yeah, thank God for the Nationals.
That's
it. Really, all depends on the Marlins. Eventually,
what Marlin team shows up,
well,
and then what happens in the Central too? Are the Reds going to keep moving forward with their young guys?
The Marlins want to trade all their good people, so I don't really.
Hold on, let me find my surprise face. It's that
I
time.
Know.
Of, it's
they
that
want
time
to do. They're doing it again.
It's a good run. Some teams shouldn't be baseball teams.
I'm gonna say words that if people clipped this would get clipped. But
don't worry, Vin. No one's clipping it.
A lot of
I'm on Opus already, ready to
you
go.
You might be ready to clip it. A lot of the success of the 2024 New York Mets rests on the shoulders of Luis Severino. So that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, that's not clippable. You're not the first or last people.
But it's a problem. Like, I think they came into the season saying, Senga's one, Quintana's three, Hauser's five. We hope that Manaea and Severino sort themselves out to be 2-4, whatever one is 2 or 4. And I don't think that's a horrible plan, but you know, you get a 50-50 shot at one of them pitches like a 2. And the bullpen, I like the bullpen. Kiss of death. It's famous last words.
Listen,
I don't hate what they've done with the bullpen.
As always, we have zero debt in pitching.
I
can't see Tidewell coming up this year.
Well, it's those
He's
going
to be close, but can he come up this year?
It's Vassell, and there's another young guy, too.
Hamill.
Christian Scott, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That are all going to be in trouble.
Hamill's the bullpen guy.
I think Hamill. Oh, maybe Hamill, too. He might be a starter. I forget.
Listen, we have a lot of guys in the major leagues where the young guys don't look like they can make the team. But you got guys like Clifford. That's coming out of college. You got Parada, who's been in college. They may eventually, like, who's the backup catcher?
Nido. Oh, okay. No, Reyes. They're both still here. Yeah,
so we should be seeing Parada by like June.
No,
if
I don't.
If he's hitting, we probably will see him by June. Because Nito's only here to bunt. Because it's the only guy in baseball who could bunt.
I was trying to like talk this out the other day. I don't see a path, but I guess this is probably the way it is always. I don't see a path where even an injury gives Acuna or Gilbert a spot on this roster. Like, if somebody gets it's going to be the same thing where if somebody gets hurt, they move Jeff McNeil and they put Joey Wendell at second base. And then right.
There's got to be multiple injuries to get
right. You have to be a couple guys. And then, like, we talked about it. We were texting in the group chat the other day about, like, the outfield depth that they do have with what's-his-name, Trace Thompson, and the guy they got from the Brewers. His name is escaping me at the moment. So, like, if one of those gets hurt, you know, if somebody gets hurt, well, Marte, probably, obviously, or Nimmo, like he always does, they'll go to one of those guys and I mean, not
we don't also don't have a left fielder. So.
The only I mean,
is Bader going to play left field?
No, Bader's going to play center, and Nimmo's going to play left.
Yeah, that's what it's going
to
be.
Just because Bader is like...
So the gold glove center fielder that we signed for 8 years is going to move to left field.
This is... We talked about this. I think it wasn't even the last show because we did a lot of shows. They signed Brandon Nimmo to an 8-year contract and then immediately started moving him out of center field. Immediately.
After... Didn't he win a gold glove?
He did not win a gold glove, but he... became a good center fielder. I mean, we always talked about it. But Bader is like elite. Bader is essentially the best in center field. So they.
The thing with Bader is I like Bader. He's a good player. It's just he can never stay healthy.
I said this to my coworker about Acuna. If they expected him to make the team this year, he wouldn't have been sent to the minor league camp already. Correct. He'd still be there. If they expected any of these guys to make the team out of camp, or if they wanted to put any of these guys over somebody they signed for one of those 1-year deals this year,
right?
They would still be in camp playing right. against these guys.
He's
but they're
the
not,
only so. One that has a shot to get in the has a realistic shot to me to get on the team with significant playing time, and it's only if Lindor gets hurt because they don't have Joey Wendell is the backup infielder. He's not really a shortstop. He can play it, but he's not really a shortstop.
Well, I said the same thing. If you look at if McNeil's got to move to the outfield, Acuna could be the guy who comes up if you don't like Wendell playing every day and you want him to be the guy who can rotate in. If you want to keep sure. Wendell on the rotate in, you could call Acuna up if it's going to be a long-term thing and you let him play second.
If they get a shot, well, that's the other thing.
A lot of second. That's why I'm looking at it.
He has played a lot of second, but let's say they're not, you know, they're middle of the road. They decide to sell. There's nothing to sell. Like right. You could sell McNeil, right? It's
McNeil's the sellable. The if you're going to sell, it's one. Jeff McNeil.
You could sell Marte too. Marte, you know, if he comes back,
he only
back
got
and
another year on
like
his contract.
I think he's only got a year left anyway.
That would be the contending team of like, oh god, okay, they're one legit piece away.
Correct.
They're a base runner away.
Would open, yeah. Well, I mean, if playing,
if we
like
could get 2022 Marte before he got hurt. We're sitting pretty. If we have protection
sure.
for Pete.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If you get... So that was the other thing, Danny. Did you see
and hopefully the injury Danny? Last year was the reason why Pete's batting average dipped a lot. That's what I'm worried about.
I was also hoping that. I looked at his numbers yesterday. I eliminated June, which was the month he got hurt and came back too early.
Yeah.
And it was like he hit, I think, 217. His average was like 225 without June. So it didn't help that much. It helped, obviously.
Fucking new baseball.
Yeah. But also, like, it surprised me, again, looking at his numbers, I didn't realize how high his average was. He hit 270 2 years ago. Nowadays, 270 is like almost 300.
I know. He killed it that year.
Yeah.
He could have gotten MVP. If they won the division, he would have gotten MVP votes.
Yeah, it would have been tough with, you know.
No, he wasn't going to win, but.
Sure, but he could have gotten votes. He probably did. Let's see if he got.
I'm sure he got one.
He definitely got votes in the 19 season.
Yeah, because he broke the rookie record.
Right. Let's see if he what other years he had votes. Yeah, he was finished 8th place in 2022. He finished in 17th place last year. That's very surprising. He got a 3rd place.
I mean, when you look at the team, he was really it last year.
He got 3 vote points. I don't know what that means, but I think it means like a 3rd place vote or a 4th place vote. So good for him. They'll be interesting and competitive. I don't think it's going to be a disaster, and I don't think it's going to be great. So that's kind of just where I'm at.
Well, hopefully it's not a disaster.
No. I think the floor is the amount of games they won last year, which was like 77. And if you balance that over a whole season and not like a horrible month of June, which we always get, and this is just what happens, it'll be bearable.
We just skip June. We all just skip watching that month anyway. It's just,
it is what it is.
Can they get me to training camp? That's all I ask for.
What year? Let's see with the DraftKings.
I think they'll get you to training camp.
I've been using DraftKings a lot more. Let's see.
I think they're over under most places about 82.5.
Yeah, they've been 500.
But again, the Diamondbacks won 83 games.
Stop comparing us to the Diamondbacks, Vincent.
I wasn't comparing us to the Diamondbacks as if we're going to the World Series. I'm comparing them because that's what the bottom wild card is in the league, man.
Diamondbacks right now is 83.5, by the way. Braves won 590 for Baltimore.
And the Blue Jays won 89 games. The Mariners won 88. And then it was the Yankees at 82. So like 82, 82.
White Sox are 63.5.
Yeah, they stink. 82, 83 wins is like the bottom of the wild card.
No, the Rockies stink. They're over under 60.5.
The Rockies lost 103 games last year.
The Tigers have 80. The Rockies have 20. They're projected to win 20 games less.
I'm bringing this up. You guys probably didn't see it. There was an article in the Athletic about Dodgers Chris Bryant.
103, huh?
Chris Bryant and like why he went to the Rockies. He was like, "Well, I needed a job."
81.5 for the Mets on draft.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 500 team.
56.5 is officially the lowest.
And A's?
Yep.
Damn.
Let's see. This is that last year they're playing there, right?
We don't know.
We don't know. Didn't Vegas say we're good?
Chaos.
Well, if you put $5 on them to win the World Series, you'll win $2,000.
How many teams they say are going to lose 100 games?
Lose 100 games?
How many over-unders are under 62?
Under 62, we have... The White Sox are at 63.
Okay, so...
The Rockies are at 60.
Okay. And the A's?
And the A's are at, like, 50-something.
Okay.
56.
So it's only 2.
This is good for baseball.
Because I'm looking... The White
Nationals
Sox
are
lost...
66, by the way.
The White Sox lost 101 last year. The Royals lost 106, but they've gotten a lot better. And then the A's and the Rockies. Cardinals should be better. It's going to be interesting. See what the Padres do. I don't know. Like, are they, you know, they're not obviously as good as they were, but what does the loss of Soto, you know, do to them?
And weird. I'm going to be on record. He's not leaving the Yankees. There's no shot. So? There's no fucking shot.
Listen, when you're watching Met games next season, Daniel, and it's Juan Soto and Alonso going back to back every night.
I'm sorry.
You will salivate on a nightly basis.
Sign me up, but he's not leaving the Bronx.
I can't see it either. You know what's crazy? You know that over like the last like 5 or 6 years, or whatever it is. I forgot what the exact number was of years. Mm-hmm. But like Rizzo has like the most home runs as a lefty at Yankee Stadium in that time. Or, like, has the highest amount in one single season over, like, the last 5 years at Yankee Stadium.
Makes sense.
It's like
he's the only real legit lefty.
But yeah. Still, like, isn't that ballpark made for lefties? So just
yeah, but they don't. have any.
I mean, Soto also goes oppo a lot.
Right. No, Soto's a spray hitter. He doesn't just hit the ball one side.
He's also not really a home run hitter now. I know that stadium's going to change things, but he's like, okay, he's a 30 homer guy. That's it. That's not obviously not chump. That's not bad, but he's not hitting 50.
There's no way the Yankees are going to let him go. There's
just... I don't see it either. But he will get free agency. There's not going to be an in season extension, I think.
No, you're right. But he will get the free agency. I don't. There's. Who? It's just nuts.
Pete or Soto?
Soto. Both of them. Both of them.
Yeah.
I could. You know, I was talking to somebody about this, and I could see a scenario similar to what Lindor had, where like the day before opening day, you hear about an extension with Pete. I could see that scenario.
The difference is in the next 2 weeks.
This is a different scenario because we just traded for Lindor and we had to make a make good feel moment of, hey, we did this.
But that's also the other thing I'm worried about with Pete is his head. Is his head going to be in the what's my contract situation this year?
He's had crazier situations and he's lived to tell him.
But if you're him, like, it's no secret that the middle class of the league is being eaten alive. And I don't think he's the middle class, but he's closer than the middle class than he is the top class.
Yeah.
You know, his position itself lends to the limitations of the league. And he's not an elite defender. He's not even a good defender.
It's like running backs in baseball.
Yeah, he's basically a DH. So
right, that's the other thing. Is Pete going to be saying, is Pete willing to put in the terms of his contract, hey, when we're ready to remove you from first base, there's no argument.
He's not bad enough at first base where he needs to get off it right now.
Right. But, no, I'm saying, like, if you're giving him a 7-year deal at the age of 30, at 35, if we have a younger first baseman, it needs to be said. I mean,
that's the right business move to do.
Right.
But he may also look at a guy like Freddie Freeman who still plays first base. Inside.
Freddie Freeman has multiple.
But he's also a different 100%, style.
100% agree on that side.
Listen, I get it.
Listen,
he wants
he's going to look really
lover.
Good in Dodger Blue next year when Freddie Freeman's like, I'm a DH now. Sign Pete Alonso to play first base. I'll teach him how to play first base.
Oh, my God.
When they lose in the first round this year.
I admire everything he wants to be defensively. It's just not there. You know, it's not there.
I remember clamoring for Dom Smith to play over him and him DH. So.
Right, during COVID year when they first had the DH.
Right.
Let Dom play.
It's very funny, and it's just so Mets that when there was no DH, we had like 3 DHs, and then we get DH, and they haven't been able to figure it out.
Well, they're too cheap to figure it out.
No, but I'm saying like they had like –
let's rephrase when it, that.
When they needed a DH with Dom, they didn't have it. And then when they needed DH with Cespedes, they didn't have it.
Right.
And then now it comes, and they were like, yeah, J.D. Davis, sure. Who is available now, I guess.
Yeah, he's available now.
So we're not
Wilmer.
I will trade for Wilmer before I'll trade for him.
I agree.
100%.
He led the Giants in home runs last year.
Because the Giants only use him against left-handed pitching.
I know.
I mean, we would have to do that. We would basically be doing the same
thing,
though.
It's still funny to me that he was our starting shortstop for a World Series team.
He very much. Well, let's see. I want to look at what his splits were last year. Because
I want to go to
that many home runs. There's just not that many left-handed pitchers in the league. You know?
We're not doing this. Not tonight,
I'm looking at it really quick.
I'm doing my friend Sessa. We're not doing this, okay?
He has figured out how to hit right-handed pitching, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
300 average against lefties, 271 against righties. 15 homers against righties, 8 against lefties.
It's still funny that he was the all-time Met leader in walk-off hits.
Bomer's great.
Yeah. If anybody gets a coming-home video to the Mets, it's Bomer's fault.
He has to have had one. Around.
Imagine if he didn't.
No, he would get one if he got brought back to the team.
Oh, brought home.
Imagine
if
he didn't cry.
Imagine they actually traded him.
imagine
they actually made that trade.
That 48 hours of him crying and hitting a walk-off home run.
Do you think the crying mattered though?
Yeah, but think about it. If you trade him, You're getting Ryan Braun, right? So now we don't even get Cespedes.
You're not getting Ryan Braun.
Who are we getting?
Carlos Gomez.
Oh, that's right. We were trading him and Zach Wheeler to get Carlos Gomez, who was trash, basically, when we got him like a year and a half later.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Okay, we're going to break through. Danny, we're doing this. If you want to log off, log off. The whole reason why they didn't do that trade is because they
you're writing the rundown tonight for doing this.
I'm writing the rundown. They didn't like his hip. They didn't like his, and then that's why he stunk after, because his hip was fucked.
Just watching that game.
Gomez?
Something else.
The crying game or the walk-off game?
The crying game. I was at the walk-off game.
The crying game
was insane.
I was in the car when he hit the walk-off.
I'll never forget.
Bugging out in the car.
He's crying at shortstop, and somebody tweeted, like, the Mets do realize that there's somewhere between shortstop and LaGuardia, right? Like, he doesn't have to be standing up there.
And we were getting murdered. We were getting absolutely murdered.
Lucas didn't hit three.
Right, this poor guy is getting standing ovations after every.
And everybody's like, Wilmer, you're getting traded. And David Wright goes to Terry Collins, and Terry Collins is like, I didn't get a call yet, so it didn't happen.
This grumpy old man is just sitting in the dugout, like, I'm not taking the guy out.
This is just terrible. This guy's crying.
David Wright had to do everything for this franchise.
And then
you see the guy hysterical crying over there? Like,
then we have Carlos Gomez. We have Carlos Gomez celebrating on the team flight with the Brewers, saying, I'm going to the Mets. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then Zach Wheeler, nobody knows where he is because he's got his Tommy John surgery.
Apparently, he called them and told and asked him not to trade them. And they were like, sorry, bro.
Nothing we could do.
Well, don't worry, guy. We gave you the best deal we could. We let you walk to go get paid.
You look back at this conversation we're having. Zach Wheeler, like, maybe Hall of Fame pace the way he's pitching right now?
No.
He's not a Hall of Famer. You're right. He had too much of another career.
It may be a slow draft class Hall of Fame type of guy.
Stud pitcher, Wilmer Flores, a legitimate MLB bat. And
imagine they just traded that and got Carlos Gomez,
who wouldn't have been good at Cespedes, even if he was
okay. We weren't going to the World Series.
They weren't going to the World Series. They weren't making the playoffs.
I guarantee you Gomez wouldn't not tell the team he's not showing up and just walk out of a hotel room and just leave.
That Cespedes run was the greatest run I've ever witnessed as a Met fan.
Oh, that last couple months of that season was...
That August is the best thing we'll ever
see. Basically, up until the first at-bat of the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, that run. And then it was all downhill from the horses and the cars next year at spring training.
I mean, he was pretty good in 2016, if we're being
right, honest. No, he was good, but then he... Started hanging out with him. Then he bought a wild boar, and it was all that. He bought the guy from Lion King
and attacked him.
Yeah, on his ranch, because he's a Dutton from Yellowstone.
He wanted Puma from Lion King.
This feels.
He thought
like
the thing would sing Hakuna Matata to
what
him.
What team's gonna pick up Noah Syndergaard? Since we're reminiscing those teams.
Listen, we're gonna get him in like July.
Ugh.
When David Peterson's arm falls off during his rehab.
Too bad he's such a douchebag, because he would be such a great reliever with the gas he throws.
Yeah, but he can't even throw gas anymore. That's the problem.
That's the thing. Even if he got the reliever tick, he'd be throwing like 95.
He needs to go call Rich Hill and be like, can you teach me how to pitch like you? That's what he needs to do.
He's too thick-headed to ever.
We sold the organization, Sandy, I don't know, somebody sold their soul for that season.
Yeah. Take 8 years.
Because all of them.
No, 9 years. Oh, my God.
From Wheeler never actually coming back, and then when he came back going to the Phillies, to Harvey, to Noah, to even throw Jake in there. All the nonsense with Cespedes.
Our entire starting rotation from 2 years ago is on the IL, though, so from the last 2 years.
That's a good point.
Except for Will. Well, actually, he wasn't there 2 years.
No, he wasn't on the team.
But
Max is on the IL, and so is Jake,
and so is Verlander. Yeah, but then it's basically the Rangers are getting two starting pitchers come midseason.
I don't know what Jake's timeline is, though.
Well, he's coming off Tommy John, so you got to figure July. July to August, somewhere in that range.
Because he had it, he pitched. He had it in April or May, fucking whatever it was.
It was like right before we played them. Because he didn't come, remember? Oh, no, that was like August.
ML Baseball Reference has his projections at a 81 innings. So yeah, by half a season, July is roughly. He made six starts last year. So yeah, May.
And they weren't good. So
he was 2-0 with a 2.67 ERA. That's pretty good.
I feel like he got blown up a bunch too. He got pulled from a couple of those games.
He got blown up. Oh, okay. Before we do this, I'm gonna pull up his game logs really quick. I think it was opening day, he didn't pitch good. He gave 5 runs opening day, but then he went 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 innings, 1 run, 7 innings, 2 runs, 4 shutout. I guess he got pulled. 6, 1 run, and then 3 and 2 thirds, no runs, and when he got pulled against the Yankees. And that was it. So he was doing fine. He also has the best strikeout to walk ratio in the history of the league. That's just another thing Baseball Reference is telling.
With that being
said. What could have been?
With that being said, let's re-sign Bartolo Colon.
He would still find a way to pitch and be okay.
He'd still be the best number 3 starter we have on the team.
I'd like to see it.
Well, he officially retired last year, so.
Thank God.
I mean, he needed to do, but yeah.
Good for him. With that being said, we are going to be back in a couple weeks with our baseball preview show where we will talk more about the baseball and all the fun times ahead of the 2024 baseball season. So, with that being said, we will see you then.